Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, fam?
Also on this episode, we have recurring co-host, Pierre. What's up, Pierre?
I'm really not a recurring co-host. I'm just here. And yo, everyone stop atting me on Twitter. Please stop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't answer shit.
This nigga.
But, here we go.
Yeah. What the hell? I forgot what I usually say now. Oh yeah. And on this podcast, as y'all know, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank for everybody for supporting. And to start off the podcast, we usually go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be music, movies, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So Leek, whatever you've been tuned into as of Leek.
Hold on. I gotta go to my library. I got some shit. Learn to Swim by Redville.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the DMV on that one. And Full Court Press by Wiz Smoke Dizza and Big Crit. Fuck with that heavy.
Right, so Pierre, what have you been tuned into as of late?
Nothing. Just trying to, strive and everything else on social media.
All right, bet. So my Sixers, yeah.
It's over with.
Lakers.
Joel, where's your Lakers at, Pierre?
Wait, don't come at the Lakers.
Just saying.
We in Cancun. Y'all always get bounced out the first or second round, so let's not.
I mean, Joel out. The MVP's out.
He was not going to do shit if he was there.
Yeah, all right. Y'all, you have been watching games. That's why. But
no, I've been watching games. You still ain't do shit.
Anyway, well, other than basketball.
Are y'all winning?
Hell no, we not winning.
Exactly.
But we got to get swept. I swear, yo.
Poor Philly fans.
What else? That was it, just basketball. Other than I still got that future album rotation. It's getting better and better. We should listen to that blast still. So, all right. First topic. This guy, Ant, shout out to Ant. He randomly asked us this question. He asked, is it wrong to have sex on the first date? Go ahead, Lee.
No. We grown.
All right.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how can I put this, though? On a woman's end, though, I mean, always be selective. Make sure you at least know the person and stuff like that. Don't let it be like a blind date. That's like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and fuck him. Like, you know. But at the same time, shit, if you want to do that shit, it's your body, your choice. Do your thing.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Pierre?
You can do what you got to do, I guess. Fuck it.
Wear a condom, safe sex.
I
should be the advocate of that shit. Yeah, no one but you listen to me, but fuck it.
Advocate of what? Safe sex?
Yeah, I should post my face on every safe sex campaign.
Why do you say
why,
this?
Why, man?
Because, like, yo. Well, yeah, I'll detail it in my next videos I upload. But I should be the face of that shit, nigga. All you young bucks out here raw dogging, nigga, getting y'all girls pregnant and don't want to be a father. Fuck y'all.
Damn.
Honestly, I ain't got no rebuttal.
Yeah, that's real shit. We are adults, so yeah, like grow up. If you think that's childish or whatever, like, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. It's going to be the same type of sex if you wait the 10th date or the 5th date or the 20th date. So, whatever. So, it doesn't even matter.
Just wear a condom. Safe sex.
Yes.
Ladies, take that birth control if you choose.
Yes.
Because, you know, some people ain't with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. And don't get mad if that nigga don't want to be in his life or her life, whatever the fuck.
I mean, we ain't gonna get into that right now. Nigga Pierre always say some wild shit.
I mean, I'm not saying Pierre wrong, but
man, just take care of your kids, man. Yeah. Simple as that.
I mean, look, take care of your kids.
Wrong.
No, my thing is this: like, if she has the choice, if she wants to keep it or not keep it, like Dave Chappelle said, you should have, I should have a choice of wanting to be in that little nigga's life or not. If not I don't want it, not would you really? Want it, you know what I mean?
Not wrong. Yes.
I'm
yes.
just saying, if you want to keep it, if I don't, then I should have a choice to be like, I'm out.
I mean, personally, again,
it's called child support, nigga. That's still your seed.
I mean, personally, I'm staying in it. I would stay in his life, but if the dude is adamant that he doesn't want it and he does all this, like, he does his best to abort the kid, to put it in the lack of a better phrase, I mean, hey, I can't necessarily disagree with that stance.
I mean, if technically, if the person don't want the child that bad, can't they just write off their rights as a parent?
They can still put your ass on child.
Ain't that like a complicated process, though?
I mean, shit. If you gotta do it. Shit.
I don't know. I feel like a lot more people would do that.
Because adults do need to be real responsible at the end of the day. You fucking yeah. wrong. Mm-hmm. You already know what's gonna happen next. Like, you either go get AIDS or a child.
Damn, why you had to go straight to AIDS?
I don't know. What you want me to say? Gonorrhea?
I mean, shit. Damn,
shit,
yeah,
it's a whole. There's a whole lot of shit going on out here. Man, some shit exactly. we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Exactly why I'm in the crib.
What that mean? Niggas fucking in a crib.
That's not what I meant.
Yo. Anyway. So, yeah. Wrap up, for the love of God. Mm-hmm. Moving on. So, another chapter of this Kim... Kanye, Pete Davidson saga.
Skeet.
yeah, nah, you really call that man Skeet.
That shit but, funny, I'm sorry.
But, your boy Skeet got Kanye's kid's initials tattooed on his neck. Like a weird motherfucker. So,
simp behavior.
How do y'all feel about that?
That's some simp behavior. I don't know, that shit different. Yo, had they even been together for like 3 years, bro?
Who?
Pete and Kim. Like, how long has
they got together?
Nigga, they just got together like for 4 months now.
Yeah, like they haven't been not even a year.
Nah,
no,
bro, it's been like 4 months, 4 or 5 months, give or take.
That's some simp behavior. The shit weird.
It just felt like it's been that long because we always hear about shit like every other week with them.
Facts. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That shit simp behavior. That shit different. And it's like they're not your kids. Like,
nah.
I don't know. Dev the stepdad. I want to know your take.
What?
Right. Oh, yeah, Dev the stepdad.
Dev the stepdad.
I am not a stepdad. Yeah,
Dev's a stepdad.
I prefer her not to have kids, but I don't mind if she has one or two. Like, I'm not. That's not a deal breaker to me. But Okay, Pierre, yeah, how do you feel about that?
Bro, I really don't give a fuck about these rich motherfuckers, bro.
So how would you feel if you knew a random motherfucker that got another man's kids tattooed on his neck and he been together with that woman for 4 months?
Yeah. I'd have been like, damn, nigga, you gonna cover that up?
Don't say you won't cover it up.
You'll cover it. That's exactly what I asked him. He gonna be like, yo, bro, I just got my girl's kid's name tatted on my neck. I'm gonna be like, all right, cool. Like, which one? Fuck a cookie, bro.
I mean,
when she leave you, you're gonna look stupid. Now you gotta pay to cover that up. So, honestly, yeah. That's on you. That's your money.
Yo, facts.
For real, I think it's fake just for him to fuck with Kanye. For real, to see if he really would pull up on him. I guess.
That's P has mental health issues. That nigga probably did that.
Nah, he did that shit, bro. I ain't gonna
care. I mean, if he didn't do it, if he actually did do it, he's for sure weird.
They say they say every girlfriend, yo, had tight time, yo, get some kind of like tattoo and remember cinema, like or some shit like that.
Bro has attachment issues.
Yeah. I don't know. That pussy must be fire, bro. I don't know.
Yeah.
For a nigga to get a tattoo in 4 months?
What's that? Wait, what up here?
That's, I don't know about Kim's. But... Did you say we supposed to say that? Go ahead. Say something.
I said she's not weak.
I never had Kim, so I don't know what she is, but...
I mean, I'm talking about looks. I mean, she's not weak. Like, I'm not...
Bro, she's not attractive whatsoever.
bro, put it to you like this. All these females out here trying to look like him, if you ask me. So,
whoa.
That's a fact, bro.
That's just, that actually is a fact. Everyone's trying to have a Kardashian Jenner look.
Bro, they got
or Nicki Minaj or Cardi B, bro. It's endless. No one has creativity anymore. No one wants to be themselves. Everybody wants to be who they see on the internet. So that's why I don't really take a lot of people serious.
Alrighty then, moving on. So Sellers brought this topic up. He was watching a Country Wayne video. Shout out to Country Wayne. That wasn't a Country Wayne video. A Country Wayne was actually on T-Pain's podcast. That podcast actually is funny, I'm not going to lie. He's telling a story about, I think his cousin was always stealing, so he can't bring him around. So I'm going to ask y'all, please don't name no names, but what are some family members that either have bad habits or that you can't bring them around people? Go ahead, Lee.
I ain't going to lie. I got a family member. Love him to death. Facts. But yo, we go to like a restaurant or some shit, yo, best believe they go order something, right? Just like nibble on it. And like, you know, like you be having like mad like little side containers and shit like that. Like not even containers, but like the glassware and shit. Yeah, taking that with the stuff in it for Taking that shit straight to the crib. Like shit. Yeah, every time.
I mean, I ain't never do nothing like that, but hey, listen. That's not terrible to me.
That's pretty smart.
Y'all fucked up out here. That's messed up.
I mean,
nigga, what? More 9 times out of 10, they probably didn't wash that dish that well anyway. So shit, you can take it home and wash it yourself and keep it.
Y'all got ideas and shit that we
all. I'll go out to eat. So I'm straight.
Oh, this nigga vegan.
I'm not no vegan. I kill myself before I get a vegan.
What's wrong with being vegan?
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
Whatever time. Go ahead, Pierre. Just get your shit off, man.
I don't want to. He said I'm a vegan. I said no, I'm not a vegan. I'd rather shoot myself in my bad knee.
What's wrong with being vegan? Like, what?
Nigga, vegans think vegetables. They're better than everyone, bro.
Wow.
Yo, that's not true at all.
What?
Some vegans are...
All right. So they can storm into a goddamn, what you call it, a Popeyes or something, and then cause a ruckus because people are eating chicken and shit? Is that not, like, kind of fucked up? Like, you're sitting there disrupting a business because of your beliefs?
Bro, I mean...
I mean, how many times have you seen that happen?
Nigga, go on the internet. Go on the internet. Go on the internet.
Not on social media.
In real life? Nigga, we live in a city. Who's going to do that in the city?
I'm just saying.
Who's coming in here into the city? Nigga, niggas going to kick you out. Like, you're not going to get in the door.
I mean, that's
name
why.
Name one place where we live that someone going to come in here and cause a ruckus and not get either thrown out or something like that.
Shit, there's a lot of places around here. You got around the clock.
Nigga, them niggas are conservative as fuck. They gonna kick your ass out. They gonna stomp your ass
what
out.
What else? You got all these pizza places that are in these suburban areas.
Nigga, yeah. That's suburban. I'm talking about stop bringing up suburban. I'm talking about where we live.
They will go into Popeyes and protest and shit if they really are down about their beliefs. They will.
Oh, they ain't going. I want you to sit there and say that with a straight face.
Vegans will go into any place in the city if they're that serious about their beliefs.
Nigga,
and protests.
You don't even believe that.
I do believe that.
No, you don't.
I do believe that. You they really would. Yeah. Okay.
Y'all but say that, vegans is pussy or something. Like, I don't know.
I mean, but that's why you don't like vegans is because they protest their beliefs.
Nigga, look, no one cares about what you believe in, bro. No one cares. Not only that, you can't say, well, I'm vegan. Bro, you sit there and invite a friend. Imagine you invite a friend, right? I have a friend who's vegan. Bro, you invite them over to somewhere and you be like, yo, we got this. I can't eat that. It's not vegan. Well, I can't eat that. It's not vegan. I can't eat that. What you got in here that's vegan? Nigga, we don't have shit in here that's vegan. You come into a black household, nigga, there ain't shit in here vegan.
Well, see, black got anything vegan. To do with being vegan. Like, I know black vegans. Yo, Roxas is vegan, my G. Nigga, like, for real. Oh my like, God. You know, what
the this fuck? This is why I say shit. Shit. Maul from Rory and Maul, vegan. He black. Maul from Rory and Maul, vegan, and he's black.
Who?
Really? Maul.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh my God, just go to the next question, bro.
Right. No.
I have no idea who that is, bro.
Yo,
you
ever seen the Joe Budden podcast or any clips of it?
You said who?
Yeah, you ever seen like any clips of the Joe Budden podcast?
Not really.
Nigga, you know who Joe Budden is either now?
I know who Joe Budden is, but I don't watch his podcast.
Neither do I, but like, have you seen clips of it?
No, not really. Right. I only seen the one when he got really angry about some dumb shit, and he was never mind. That was on Complex. Never mind.
Well, anyway, if you remember, it's the black guy and the white guy that used to be on the show. But yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, Pierre, what are some? Do you have a family member that has a bad habit or a family member that you can't bring around?
I don't know. Probably. I don't fucking know.
Okay. So, I mean, I know me, like, I don't like the whole, I don't want to call it fake, but, like, it's the whole when they see you out in public, they be like, oh my gosh, I miss you. Da 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 da. We should link. You can hit me up. I'm like, bro, like, you do know this shit, like, it works both ways. Like, if you really want the link, you can. Hit me up, you know? Like I don't know. I just can't stand that shit. That's just me. So, yeah. Moving on. So, there's been a lot of criticism of Ja Morant's father, T. Morant, basically supporting his son playing basketball. So, a question is, how do you guys feel about guys like T. Morant and LeVar Ball being criticized for being supportive fathers? Go ahead, Lee.
America doesn't like black fathers.
Okay.
Straight up. Like, how can you hate on that shit? You really mad that Ja Morant's dad is on the floor at the game next to the superstars? Like, keep it 100. That's the shit me and my pop always, like, talked about type time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like the quote-unquote dream. You know what I mean? So, even with LeVar, yeah, he was, like, a bit over the edge. But at the end of the day, he believed that his boys, and goddamn it, he was right.
Yeah.
At least two of the three, you know what I'm saying, made the league. And we already one didn't.
Oh, no, no. All of them made the league.
Wait, the other one in?
Nah, I mean, he was in the league for, like, a couple of games, and he got waived. I think he's in the G League right now.
Okay, well, he's still doing something with his life. Yeah. At least damn near close to that level. So, like, I don't know, man. I feel like, you know, America just ain't used to that shit. Let's be real. They only had Bill Cosby, and we see what happened with that. So,
come on, man. Damn.
I mean, I'm just saying, bro. Like, that shit kind of made me mad even as a dad. Like, why the fuck is this shit even a topic? Like, why was that shit even trending on Twitter? Like,
yeah, for real.
Yo, supporting his son. A parent is supporting their child. Like, is it so many situations, songs and shit, niggas talk about how their dad ain't shit, this is that and the other. Okay, so we got a couple out here that pops was really in their life, really did what they were supposed to do as men, and they, I don't even want to say reaping the benefits, but they just living their life with their child. Like, I don't get it. Niggas need to stop hating.
Yeah, for real. All right, Pierre, how you feel about this?
That's the same way.
Yeah.
Nothing else to say. You know, they just hate. They just hate that shit. They hate that shit.
Yeah, see, my thing is like, I agree with both of y'all, but my thing is like, what did T. Morant do to be compared to LeVar Ball? That's what I need to know. Because the way I see it,
he's a black man.
I mean, yeah. but it's like, at least with LeVar, like, I always fuck with LeVar, but at least, like, I could see why people didn't like him. Like, literally, what is T. Morant doing? Like,
he's other than being on
the sideline, getting drunk and shit. That's literally all he's doing. He's not doing nothing, bothering nobody.
They hate us out here, bro.
Like, literally, I don't know what he, like, there's, he's doing nothing. Like,
bro, you know what he doing? He is doing something. You know what he doing? He's shining. Wild black. Yeah. He's shining. Bro. That's a shining black man, and they like, oh, that's, you know what I mean? Leave that nigga alone. Well, leave that man alone. I'm sorry. I'm trying to change my words.
Nah, leave that nigga alone.
What
Pierre said.
He ain't bothering nobody. All he do is literally watch his son play basketball and support him. That's all he do.
Sit next to Usher and shit, smiling. He doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. Like, what do you want him to do? Like,
they want him to shuck a job.
Yeah, for real, for real.
They want to get a DUI or some shit. Why? You know how the media do. Like, they just. I hate beating, bro. Like, breaking just let news. That man be the man.
Yeah. So, last topic. With this episode being released on Mother's Day, shout out to all the moms out there.
Shout out to all the moms. Yeah.
Facts. So, I saw somebody ask this question on Facebook the other day. She was like, should a man in a relationship get his child's mother a Mother's Day gift? Go ahead, Lee.
I say yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of the Hallmark holidays, for real, for real. But, I mean, you know how women are. Like, it's one of those things. Yeah. I don't see the problem with giving it, especially if she's a good baby mom. Like, don't get me wrong, some bad baby moms out here. If you got a bad baby mom, I don't know, treat that accordingly, but... It's a lot of good baby moms out here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the baby moms that just women with, you know, children in relationships, marriages, whatever the case. Shout out to y'all. Happy Mother's Day. Real talk. Yeah. Get that girl something. Get her nails done or something.
Oh, brother.
Or you could buy a pair of shoes. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
All right, Pierre, how do you feel about a man in a relationship get his child's mother a gift?
Mm-hmm. If you want to sit there and avoid conversation, don't do it.
Wait, if you want to what?
Avoid confrontation. Wait, if you have a girl that you're in a relationship with and you get your baby mom something, bro, I think you shouldn't do that. That's just me.
I mean, the way I look at it like this. Your girl should know whether. Well, let me say this. Let me just speak in general. Your partner should know how you and the other parent of your child's relationship is. So, if they're a good parent to the child and whatnot, they don't really do nothing. They're not messy or nothing. As long as the gift isn't on no romantic type shit like flowers, roses, like getting like stuff like that. I don't see the issue. Like, if you know, like, all right, if I was in a relationship and I had a kid with another woman and her favorite restaurant was, I don't know, Red Lobster, and I get a Red Lobster gift card, it should not be an issue, in my opinion. That's it.
Facts. Just grow up.
What, go ahead.
As I said, people need to grow up.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Like, going off of that situation, what you just said, like, yo. If that's what you want to do with this baby mother, I don't see what's the problem.
Nah, it's no issue. I don't get it. This dude Pierre said, if you want to avoid confrontation, man, yo.
Like what kind of confrontation? Like, how petty of a person can you be to get somebody like a $20 or $30 gift card to, like, you said, man, Red Lobster?
I feel like y'all underestimate the girl that you're with. Like, if she really, like, there's females that sit there and say that shit is okay, and then they remember that shit down the line. And next thing you know, like, the whole bunch of shit happens.
I mean, she knows I have a kid.
Yo, fellas, simple as this. Like, you got a girl like that, fellas. Let shorty go, bro.
Bro, you won't know that. Man. You won't know it. She'll be like, no, everything's okay. You go ahead and do that. Like, yo, she can say that shit. And the next thing you know, like, y'all have a whole argument about some dumb shit. And she brings that shit up. Obviously, it's not okay. If you ask a female this, honestly, you're going to have at least... Like, if you put 10 of them in the room, at least 5 of them is not okay with that bullshit.
And they're childish as fuck.
Yeah. Man, get rid of them. But how can you call them childish, though? Like, how can we sit there and call them childish? Like, they feel a certain way about that. I can't sit there and call her childish.
What's the way? Yeah, that, like, she didn't get a gift card?
No, it's just the fact that you're like giving a girl that you're not even with anymore, even though that's the mother of your kids, you're getting hurt something. Like,
but that's the Mother's Day gift, though,
bro. But that's your mother. I understand that. But that girl might sit there and understand it, but she might not be okay with it. Like, I
well,
can't
then
but
she not okay to. With
that's
that.
Some
yeah,
shit she gotta get over.
Yeah,
that's...
yeah. If she not okay with that, why are you dating somebody with a child?
Simple as that.
like you know that, like, especially. Like
okay,
I said,
then
like,
I mean, we can say that, but then she can say, well, why are you getting her something? Even though, like, I'm with you, even though you have a child, do you have to sit there? You're with me, not with her. She can sit there and say that. Look, I have no problem. Go ahead and do that shit. Like, yeah, if that's how people roll, like, go ahead and do that. But look, man, I'm just saying, like, a lot of girls probably won't be okay with it. They sit there and act like it, they more likely not gonna be okay with it. I can't speak for everyone. I can only speak, you know what I mean? I can only think what I think.
I ain't knocking that it's going to be like a select few that's going to have a problem with it. Don't get me wrong. There's some airheads out here, but fellas realize that.
But
airheads,
I'm saying, we can call them every which name, but honestly, like, we don't know how they really feel about that. I can't sit there and call her a name because she doesn't understand, like, even though that's the mother of my kids, like, even though I'm with you, I'm still going to get her something. Like, she probably can't process that. She probably not going to sit there and like that shit. I can't sit there and call her, yo, you fucking retarded, because that's the mother of my kids. Like, bro, I can't
say
that
word. I just said an airhead. Like, I mean,
nigga. Oh, my God. Stop being so soft, Dad. God,
like, damn,
shit, tell her that. Shit.
Yeah, for real. Like.
All right, then, but yo, all right. I'm just saying this. She might not be okay with it. Like, even though that's the mother of your kids, you can't sit there and call her every which name because, like, man, like, yo, like, how would you feel?
If anything, you're going to give it for the child, though.
I'm just saying, how would you feel? Like, how would you feel if she got her ex-boyfriend something that she has no kids with or nothing like that? Her ex-boyfriend. How would you
kids,
feel?
That's,
yo,
that's a
completely
different scenario.
No,
it's a completely different scenario.
Look, listen. My thing is this: you're not with that person. X the kids out. You're not with that person,
bro. But
I'm
it's a kid.
A Mother's Day gift, bro.
You said what?
Now, hold on. Now, that kind of sparked an idea in my head. Would you get, all right, if you was in a relationship with a woman, would you get your child's mother a birthday gift then?
Well,
I mean,
from
yeah.
You, from you, not from the kids, from you.
Wait, from me to
I
her?
I mean, I'm a giver, so depends on how I feel. If I got it like that, why not? Again, if she's a good baby mother, quote unquote, don't give me no problem, she take care of our child well. Nigga, why the fuck not?
hey, that's that. I ain't gonna lie.
Is she head on her, bro? Is she head on her?
Oh, you with me on that one? But it's Mother's Day. Fuck you, Dev.
I mean, you're getting your child's mother a gift. You're
bro,
not getting.
What's
your
wrong
child-
with giving your child's mother a gift? Period. I don't understand. Right, yeah. That shit's weird. That shit weird,
oh,
bro.
No, man.
I gotta get some kids or something. I don't know.
Oh no, man. That's
cool. Nigga, raising a child is not an easy thing.
I know.
So to have a solid partner to do that shit with, nigga, your birthday, Mother's Day, any of them Hallmark holidays, if these Americans want to make a, I don't give a fuck. I got you. Simple as that. Taking care of the shit. Come on, bro.
Yeah,
stop
I think
playing,
you
man.
With that one.
I'm on my own, there. Fuck it.
Yeah, I think you're on your own with that one.
I'll be so. Why do you? Why wouldn't you, bro? I don't get
why
that.
Why wouldn't I? I'm not saying it's weird, but like.
I say you even got to do it every year on our birthday, but like, nigga.
I mean,
he's
waffling. I mean,
Starbucks,
I like consistency.
Like,
so I mean, tell you, I got to give her something every year on every
no,
Hallmark
you don't.
Holiday.
You're not obligated, nigga.
You shit, I might as well be if I get her. I can't give
I mean,
her
if you're
sitting
there giving
birthday.
Her a Mother's Day gift every Mother's Day, that feels like an obligation right there.
I mean,
that's
bro,
that's my child's mother, though.
At the end of the day, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, Mother's Day is fine, like, but
even a birthday,
day,
come on, bro.
I'm not, I'm not against it. It's just like,
yeah, look, y'all do whatever y'all do. I'm cooler.
We gotta set a Twitter poll on this one. This is wild to me. I'm mad y'all even said that.
I'm not, look.
Nah, at least I got Mother's Day. Pierre, like, nah, fuck her. She just birthed my child.
I'm not with her, so why am I getting her something?
I mean, that's understandable for any other day. Mother's Day, though, bro?
No, what the fuck, nigga? Mother's Day is just a day, my nigga. Like, it's just a day. It's just another day. Your birthday is just a day.
That's the day you were born, bro. What you mean?
That's
the
day.
I think, bro.
Look good on the outside. It's just a day.
I mean, you're not
wrong. It's someone else's birthday, nigga.
But to somebody else, that might be an important day to them, so you might want to show love. Yeah,
show love, bro. That's on you. I'm not having no kids, so I can give two fucks about that.
But yo, like, this is random as shit. But like, why the fuck did I see the joint Ari have her and Herb's son in the club?
And her son?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a place of business, so shit. You know what I mean?
What?
Listen, bro, I would agree with it, but I mean,
what,
nigga? That's our place of business, ain't it?
I don't know what she do, but like, what?
Shit, don't little baby. What's it? I saw a video. I think it's little baby mother. I don't know, but one of them Instagram models, son, you like, yeah, I know what you doing in clubs. Don't like three.
That's not cool, yo.
It's not, but bro, that's the society we live in. Yo, see, you know what's the problem? Niggas scroll all day, like this shit, comment on this shit. We feed this shit. I'm talking about just us as people. Like, maybe not you specifically, but clearly, she probably got, you look right now, I'm sure she got like a million followers. Like, clearly somebody is influenced by this shit. And, you know what I mean? I boost these females up.
Man,
and what they, you know, hey, this is what you get.
Man,
simple as that.
That's crazy. How do you feel about that, Pierre?
How I feel about what?
Having your son in the club with you.
Wait, how old is her son? Who are we talking about?
The girl Ari. And she had
the fuck is Ari?
Him and her and Herb's son in the club.
Wait, tell me, who the fuck is Ari?
G Herbo's baby mom.
I don't fucking know that nigga either. I mean, I know G Herbo, but I don't fucking know his
nigga. Just in general, how do you feel about having your kid in the club? God damn.
Why? I'm so upset.
Bro, like, it's like you gotta know all the specifics and you.
I don't know them, nigga. I thought, like, she was, like, at least that nigga was older. Like, how the fuck I'm supposed to know?
He, like, three or four or something like that. Anyway, there's a little kid in the club. How do you feel about that?
That nigga has a good life.
Yo, SK.
Bro, I'm sure you don't agree with
that nigga living the dream.
Damn. Seen his mom twerk. That's the dream right there.
Yo,
I don't know what the fuck she be doing. Yeah. I thought how Leek was talking, I thought she was like a bartender or something.
I don't know what the fuck she do. I think
she's a bartender. She's a bartender.
I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, hey.
These women known just for being baby mothers out here, for real, for real.
No, she got a business, but I don't know what it is.
Bro, well, how did we first know about her,
Is she a catering
business? Oh, G Herbo would be on.
All right, then. Like, that's what I'm
just saying, though.
Women are known at first for being baby moms.
Wait, does she have a catering business?
I don't know. I think it's like lashes or make something, but she got a business.
I don't know why the fuck that little nigga in the club. I thought she had like a whole catering business. She was a bartender.
She was making an appearance or something.
Bro, she's just doing a walkthrough.
She's just doing a walkthrough and not really doing nothing. Then I mean, but I mean, still, that's kind of weird. But if you're just walking through, then cool. But if you're just sitting in that bitch, I mean, something wrong with you. But still, that little nigga living the dream, so I can't say shit. He nigga in the club.
The little nigga.
A lot of niggas
back
can't even get in the club. They got turned away. Nigga, you in the club, you 3 years old.
That little nigga was spinning around and shit. I'm like, what the hell?
I mean, fuck it.
I mean, I ain't mad. So,
that's none of my business.
It's not. But that shit was crazy.
Funny and shit. I'm like, yo, there's a baby in the club. Yo, wow.
So, this concludes this episode. And to leave the podcast, we always have a final thought to close out the show. So, Leek, what is your final thought for this episode?
Man, spread more love, less hate. You know what I'm saying? Be productive. As my boy Ant would say, drink some water out here. Stay away from that soda. It's hot outside.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before we get no kidney stones and all that all heavy, just drink your water. Stay away from that Turkey Hill tea.
Yeah, that high fructose corn syrup.
Straight
man,
up.
Great, man.
Stay away from that.
He used to kill them.
Yeah, kill those orange teas. Huh. Man, I don't drink that shit.
That's it. Niggas take care of your kids. Leave black fathers alone.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
All right, Pierre, what is your final thought?
Don't at me on Twitter, on Instagram. Don't do any of that shit because I'm not going to answer you.
Stop saying crazy shit and that wouldn't happen.
First of all, how you going to invite me and I speak my mind? I speak my mind on my own goddamn show.
I know.
It's bad enough niggas go on my show and talk shit to me.
They're going to be like, damn, Pierre, you won't buy your child's mother a Mother's Day
They're going to do that. And as soon as I see someone tweet me that or hit me on Instagram or something like that, I'm not going to answer you. Let's just get out of the way. If you see the random black kid or Zero Potential, whatever the handles I have, please don't at me because I'm not going to answer. This is Dev's fault for inviting me on here. Take it up with Dev. But my final thought is, what the fuck? I don't even remember my fucking podcast name. Pardon Our Ignorance. Check that out. I don't know when we drop the episodes. I'm going to invite these two fuckers on here one day. follow the Twitters, the Random Black Kid. Follow Zero Potential. Sorry for the voice. I'm sick. But follow the IGs as well. Same handles. The Snapchat, you're never getting that. and my YouTube channel, The Random Black Kid. But I'm out of here, so fuck y'all.
Damn. I mean, he really pooped. But
he really did.
my final thought is, because I was listening to the Kehlani project. She got a song called Wish I Never, and she sampled Slick Rick's A Children's Story.
Okay.
And, like, I don't like when producers, when they sample a song, they basically, like, tweak it somewhat so that it's not the exact same beat. But it just still basically sounds like they just made a song over that beat. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. Like,
me neither. At all.
Like, it's just like...
I don't either, bro. I hate that shit. Like, seriously. And like, yeah. Bro, like, because you know I make music. So it's like, sometimes I when I get the extra bread, I really go to these, like, quote-unquote nice studios that these people be at. And I'm like, I just look around like, yo, you got all this fucking equipment. And you decided to do a fucking sample. Like, it blows my mind. It really does.
Like, don't get me wrong. I like samples. But, like, I don't like when it's just like, y'all just basically just made a song over an older song just to get nostalgic, like, bro, just literally like take like elements from that song and use it for a brand new beat. Don't just tweak it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. These days, I feel like Prince. Like, don't get me wrong. Like you said, samples is cool here and there, but like it's getting to a point and has gotten to a point, and Prince said this, where you're sampling the sample. Like, three times over, four times over. Like, it's getting real redundant. Like, yo, artists need to get more creative. Like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah. So, I would like to thank everybody for... Yo, you okay?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on my nose.
Oh.
So I was crying or something?
No, because I was here scratching. But I would thank everybody for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. Follow the socials at GCC717 on Twitter, at Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram, The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, and we out.
Peace.